This week on The Marquee, we've got dystopian teen drama and puppets on the run. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radio-otm. In wide release this week, Kermit the Frog is out to prove his innocence in Muppets Most Wanted. Constantine, a Kermit lookalike and the world's most dangerous frog, has Kermit imprisoned and uses the Muppets World Tour as a cover for a series of jewel heists.
For a little older crowd, there's Divergent, the first in a new series of dystopian teen adventures. In a futuristic world that's divided into five separate factions, Shailene Woodley's Triss finds that her life is in danger because she doesn't fit neatly into any one faction. Not quite as gripping as The Hunger Games, but far from the teen moodiness of the Twilight Saga, it's an action-packed introduction to a worthwhile new series.
Also opening in Columbus, Arrested Development's Jason Bateman stars and directs in the raunchy spelling bee comedy Bad Words. Bateman plays Guy, a grown man exploiting a loophole to compete in the most prestigious spelling bee in the country.
In The Face of Love, Annette Bening stars as a grieving widow who finds herself falling in love with a man who looks just like her late husband.
In Blood Ties, Clive Owen plays a recently paroled convict trying to put his life back together but can't escape his criminal nature. That puts him at odds with his brother, a New York City cop played by Billy Crudup.
The documentary Tim's Vermeer follows an obsessive inventor on his quest to recreate the techniques that he believes were used by the Dutch painter Johannes Vermeer. The filmmaking is pretty basic, but the story itself is pretty remarkable.
The Grand Budapest Hotel is Wes Anderson's latest film starring Ralph Fiennes. Fiennes plays Gustav H., a legendary hotel concierge who becomes the prime suspect in a wealthy guest's murder and needs the help of his lobby boy to clear his name.
Well, finally, there are some good options this week. But although Divergent and the Grand Budapest Hotel are worth seeing, I'm going to give my pick to Muppets Most Wanted. If you like 2011's The Muppets, you'll love the action, music, and laughs of the follow-up.
While I really enjoyed Muppets Most Wanted, I have to give a slight edge to the Grand Budapest Hotel. Wes Anderson's quirky sense of humor and style continue to impress.
Or if you're not in the mood for this week's youthful adventures and not-so-family comedies, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Frozen. Disney's latest fairy tale tells the story of Elsa, voiced by Idina Menzel, a princess with the ability to turn things into ice. When she accidentally reveals her powers, it's up to her younger sister Anna, voiced by Kristen Bell, to find a way to break the spell. More sophisticated and surprising than the average Disney princess movie, this Oscar-winning musical is beautiful and magical and fun for the whole family.
In David O. Russell's American Hustle, Christian Bale and Amy Adams play romantically involved con artists. Their relationship is tested when they're forced to work for a power-hungry FBI agent played by Bradley Cooper, who aims to make a name for himself by taking down crooked politicians and the mob.
Nearly 50 years after the release of Disney's Mary Poppins, Saving Mr. Banks goes behind the scenes to tell the unbelievably true story of the grueling process of making the movie. It isn't the happy-go-lucky comedy that you might expect, but the memorable performances and movie-making insights make it a must-see for fans of the Disney classic.
Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom stars Idris Elba as the iconic South African leader. The film chronicles his life from childhood, imprisonment, to becoming the first democratically elected president of South Africa.
In the biopic Kill Your Darlings, Daniel Radcliffe stars as a young Allen Ginsberg, who, during his days at Columbia University, befriends a group of like-minded free spirits. But when youthful rebellion gives way to drama and obsession, the story becomes deadly and oppressively dreary. Well, this week's pick is a tough one, because three of this week's releases made my top 10 list last year. But I'll give my pick to American Hustle. It may not have won a single Oscar, but this 10-time nominee is still well worth checking out.
Agreed. American Hustle was my personal favorite film of 2013. It may not be a sweeping epic or an emotional powerhouse, but it is an incredibly engaging film.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for drug wars and biblical catastrophes. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week,
it's not the years, honey, it's the mileage.